Hi, everyone. Back here at Dove Valley, Broncos getting ready for the Bills. But before we move all the way past week 13, look at week 14, time to do our film review, this time joined by special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers. Jeff, thank you. And if Jeff's in the room, clearly there's one play we want to talk about. Second quarter, the fake punt, stole a possession for the Broncos, got the ball back. Up two scores at the time, right around midfield, but fourth and seven. Kind of walk us through the play, Coach.
Yeah, on this particular play, it actually happened after repunt, so it's a little bit different. One of the things we talk about as a punt team is you really got to focus and concentrate on these particular plays because obviously your coverage team has just run down, you know, tackled the returner, made a play, and now they've got to reset and do it all over again. Now, conversely, the return team's in the same way.
Right.
They've got to play that play. So in this particular play, as you can see, you've got a double vice out here and you've got a double vice out there. On the previous play, they didn't align like this. So, you know, we come to line at this time, and this is a look that we had kind of scouted on tape. Kansas City's one of the better punt return teams in the league. And part of the reason that, they're really good and productive is they're willing to do this as far as doubling both guys down the field. Part of the reason why they're doubling these guys are the only guys who can cover down the field before the ball's punted. That's different than college football, but none of these guys on the interior can roll until that ball's punted. So just looking at the play really becomes a numbers game, just like offensively, you know, defensively, you know, Peyton may check to a run based on a light box. Well, that's kind of what happens in this situation. David communicates the play as we want it here. We get a direct snap, and really it becomes kind of a speed play. You know, we're talking to David here is about, you know, once you get the ball, you got to sprint to the edge to try and get away from the stuff on the inside. And then his eyes really have to come up and make sure that nobody from outside is blitzing on the inside. It's really a better look from the inside, as you can see. So they've got six guys up here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And really we've got seven here to block their six. We kind of got an extra guy. The key block on the play here is Corey Nelson. And Corey, what he's got to be able to do is block the edge guy. The edge guy could go on the inside, he could go on the outside, and just kind of a basic zone play. As we get into this, we get it communicated, they're moving around a little bit, and we get the ball snapped, and that's the key block right here. Corey being able to seal the edge. We usually have Steve put his eyes on the outside just in case they're running some sort of twist game on the outside. This happens to be a play that we've run in practice all year long. Get a chance to run it in a game, and obviously a big momentum play for us. The other thing that I thought, you know, something to note, and we talk about a lot, is a guy who's not used to having the ball in his hand, really right. Key for David for ball security. You can see a guy kind of draping on him there. You've got another player coming inside to try and get a tackle and does a good job securing the ball, getting the first down, and extending that possession, you know, end up resulting, instead of them getting the ball, we drive down and have a field goal, and now we're up 17-0.
How good does it feel to, when you go on the road to Arrowhead, it's hostile, it's loud, it's prime time, and to have everyone pick that up, that you're going to do that instead of kick again, and to have it work and get you the first down? I mean, you talk about practicing and getting ready for a